This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there on the site. Those other talk show hosts, most of them in the business, want to charge you for their website. Ours is free. It says you get Reddit built right into the front page where you can submit content to us. That way we can know what you think is interesting and maybe talk about it on the radio. Of course, the best way to get your stuff talked about on the air is to call in and or Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to go to Skype here shortly because we've got a call right out the gate. But on the way tonight, stuff to talk about, including the latest on the Silk Road 2.0 case. I teased it earlier this week, but we never really got to the story. Plus, a shocking post that has been made on Facebook about a school assignment, some sort of a school propaganda assignment that basically seems to be designed to brainwash children into loving the state. And so we can share the context of that with you. Plus, in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Danica.
And Daryl.
Danica, welcoming Danica back to the show. I think it's your first time on the show with me here, but I believe you did a fill-in at one point.
Yes, I helped out with Stephanie and Brian being away. This was a couple of months ago, and unfortunately Stephanie and Brian are no longer with us.
They're still alive.
Well, yeah, they're doing fine. But not with us on the show.
They are alive and well and, on to other matters that might be more profitable for them. In fact, Brian is still actually working in the sales department with Free Talk Live.
Oh, wonderful.
So I know that you and Daryl also have some stuff that you're bringing to the table tonight, including the latest on the libertarians, or actually, I guess the libertarians are joining in to the food ban on feeding people in Fort Lauderdale, and we'll get that story. Plus, what's the deal with tipping? Some people apparently have a problem with tipping, and I just think those people don't understand how the hospitality business works, and we can talk further about that when we get the chance. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go first to Uber and Lyft George in the D.C. area. You're on Free Talk Live.
I guess you could call me like Rideshare George, but
anyway. There you go, Rideshare George. That's perfect because you work for both of those organizations, yeah, or work with them, I guess.
How does that work? Don't they have like non-compete
apparently
clauses?
No, basically what it is while I'm like between passengers, I can like have both on, like be online for both. But if I get like a request from like an Uber passenger, I got to go offline with Lyft and vice versa.
Okay, makes sense.
That's pretty cool that you can have the freedom to go back and forth.
Yeah, that way I get more runs in and make more money because they also cut Uber cut their prices 15%, which means they cut my pay 15%. Stuff like that. It reminds me of that article you guys did. We had me on for over an hour, talking about that L.A. Uber. They're paying them only $1.17 a mile.
Yeah, they cut their rates dramatically from what it originally was, and a lot of the drivers felt like they were getting screwed because some of the drivers were really happy when they started with Uber. They were making three-something a mile, and then Uber slashes their rates in half or something ridiculous like that. And, that's good for the customer, but for the people who were driving for them, it really brought the sort of price per hour, the dollars per hour that they were able to bring in very, very significantly downward. And a lot of these drivers put money into their cars. I mean, they're not, when you drive for Uber or Lyft, you're driving your own car, and the company is not shouldering any repair costs or anything like that. So for all of a sudden, if you just spent $10,000 getting a car that's new to you just so you could be a better driver, have a nicer ride or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're making half the revenue that you were previously, that's a big shot. And there's no reason I'm not surprised that people were upset about that. Now you're saying they've cut you 15% there in the D.C.
area. Yeah,
that's
the second time they've done it since I started.
So does that mean that you make more on a Lyft ride than an Uber ride?
That's a good question. Like, there's probably now probably the same, maybe just a little bit more. I haven't heard from about Lyft doing it. Hmm. But anyway, the main reason I called was about last night. You guys got into that nice World War II talk, and I was like, I'd like to, you know, set the record straight. Like, our greatest generation didn't go in there for the highest minded reasons. With the whole thing about Japan, what it was. Although to be fair, Roosevelt did not think to do an attack Pearl Harbor. He was expecting them, Japan, to invade the Philippines where all the oil was anyway.
Okay.
That's why he moved the ships out to Pearl Harbor so that they could respond quickly and kick their butts when they took the Philippines. And that's when he just like, and it was like an oops moment when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. They didn't think they'd have that kind of cojones.
Gotcha.
And yeah.
But like, nonetheless, he did, you do believe in the McCollum memo that they did have the intention of maneuvering the Japanese into attacking something that would sort of manipulate the United States and give them an excuse to declare war.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, he was pretty much telling Japan, he's like, come do something about it, and then we'll smack you down when you do it, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why when he did the oil embargo, all the oil's coming from the Philippines, and that's why he moved the ships out to Hawaii. I figured that they tried to invade the Philippines, we'd respond in time to kick their butts, but then they sunk our fleet right there, and we were unable to do anything about them taking the Philippines for a couple of years.
And then it's important to remember that at the time, Hawaii was not a state. Hawaii was a territory of the United States government.
Mm-hmm. Yep, much like Puerto Rico or Guam or stuff like that.
Right. George, anything else you want to clarify tonight?
Nah, that's pretty much. Also in the European theater, like I said, a lot of Americans only got onto the bandwagon of, you know, fighting Hitler when Germany declared war on us. Like I said, our generation didn't even want to be involved in the war in Europe. And it's like we only got involved for payback. That's it. You know, the Jets hit us, we hit them back. And then when Hitler said, all right, we got to declare war here because of our treaty agreement or whatever that they had with Japan as an Axis power, they're like, okay, you want some of this? Fine. Bam, I'm going
to
hit you too.
Now, George, just to clarify one thing, you said that the people didn't want to get involved, and that's not entirely true, because there were some people that wanted to get involved. There were Americans that wound up going to France, joining the French Foreign Legion.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And the British. Oh, yeah. And also the British thing where they were doing the British, like, pilots, if you could be, like, the Eagle Squadron, they set up a pilot outfit there, too. So, yeah, there were some. But overall, the public opinion was still overwhelmingly against it. There were still some people wanted to go, naturally, because, you know, you can't say everybody's for or against, you know, one thing. Yeah.
Patriotism and all this war propaganda.
Speaking of patriotism, I've got something for that. Thanks, George. Appreciate your call tonight. Being a good citizen. This was posted, John Bush from the Liberty Beat put this on his profile. He wasn't the person who originated it. But let's see. Andrew Washburn, credit to that guy on Facebook. His daughter, Emma, brought home a handout from school. So this wasn't an assignment as much as it was, you know, just straight propaganda. Being a Good Citizen by edhelper.com. And, Daryl, you actually found this.
I verified that is an actual website, edhelper.com.
Yep. Wow.
And I was able to find the link to where you can download this. You have to have, you know, an account with edhelper.com mm-hmm. in order to actually download the complete sheet.
But
they do have the first three paragraphs, so I have confirmed that this is an actual thing.
Correct. This is something that a teacher actually did hand out. It's not manufactured by somebody who wanted to make the state look worse than they actually are. So I'm going to share this with you because just in case somebody's listening who just doesn't really understand the extent.
I wanted to clarify that. When you say that it was sent by a teacher, was it sent by an individual teacher or by a school system?
All it says here is Emma brought home some very interesting handout from school the other day. Thank you, Fairfield Public Schools, for teaching my 8-year-old daughter all about her rights. So
the
no,
rights
really
come from government. Right. That's one of the things.
I just
that
wonder if
there.
if the teacher brought upon themselves to issue it, or if it was the actual school. Imagine that they're the same thing anyway.
It seems pretty unlikely that this would come from just. I doubt this would go out to the entire school. It likely is some sort of a government class.
Let's talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I want to read the contents as well, because some people might be shocked by what you hear here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up anything. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We've got a what for some people might be a shocking document that has come out of some government school, and I imagine this is used on multiple government schools because the content comes from a site called edhelper.com, appears to be some kind of a teacher resource website. You have to have a subscription to this site, and you know, you get different charts and bulletin boards and critical thinking things, and there's all kinds of different categories of you know, worksheets and info to send home with kids. And one of the sheets that apparently was sent home to a young lady's parents, not sure where Fairfield Public School District is, but that's where this happened. Andrew Washburn posted it originally to Facebook saying his daughter brought this home. And I'm just going to guess by the handwriting on here, you can see Emma, presuming this is not the teacher who wrote Emma's name on the...
What horrible penmanship is so.
Right, the paperwork. I'm just going to guess... Elementary school.
Yes.
I'm going to guess school, just based on the penmanship here. And so we'll share the details of what this thing says, and you might be shocked by the content. Coming up, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. You get the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So this is I wouldn't call it a worksheet. It's just like a propaganda sheet that was sent home, apparently, with the kids. Being a good citizen.
Well, from the edhelper.com website, this is listed under reading comprehension. And presumably there's some kind of test that goes with it to where, you know,
So they were studying something for a possible test.
Right. So they've got this thing, and then presumably there will be a test that says, you know, like, what does a good citizen do?
It was written by Phyllis Negelli, and it has 9 separate points. Point number 1, what is a citizen? If you were born in the United States, you are a citizen. That means you are a member of our country. Sometimes people who are not born here want to become citizens. They do this by asking the government to make them a citizen. This is called immigration. Now, that seemed pretty straightforward. You know, what's a citizen? Okay.
It actually says this is called naturalization. When somebody becomes an American citizen, they are naturalized.
I'm sorry. I could barely read it. It's actually on the worksheet. It was kind of scratched out.
Right, I was only able to make that out from the ED Helper website, where they have the first 3 as a preview.
Now, what they've claimed here in the first paragraph, not too shocking, not shouldn't be too surprising to anybody. Of course, you know, as we pointed out a number of times here on Free Talk Live, there is no such thing as a citizen, and they're not going to teach you that in government schools.
Right.
The reason why there is no such thing is because if you actually look up the definition of citizen. Then I don't know if they go into the details on what citizen actually means here, besides all this political propaganda. The actual definition of citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, meaning that citizenship is supposed to be a deal. It's supposed
right.
to be a trade. It's supposed to be something you consent to. And the thing is, if you look at various different Supreme Court cases, all you have to do, for instance, is Google no obligation to protect. Just Google that and you'll find various different cases where the Supreme Court...
I've actually cited a few in court here in Keene. I forget the names of... there's one, it's something v. Winnebago. There's another one that I believe it's Hill v. D.C.
Warren versus the District of Columbia
Warren.
Result that comes up, but it is by far not the only... results. The more you dig in, the more you'll find that there is no obligation for the government to do anything to not just protect you, but they have no obligation to provide you with welfare. They have no obligation to provide you with a roof over your head. They have no obligation to give you any kind of work or anything at all. It's not just about police protection, but that's certainly what has brought on a lot of lawsuits, is where somebody will, you know, believe that the police should have come to their aid when they called them. And then the government courts have said, well, yeah, if they didn't come, sorry. There's nothing really you can do about it. They have no liability. They have no obligation to show up with any amount of time frame. They have no obligation to show up at all. I mean, they could tell you to go screw yourself, and you'd still have to pay the taxes. So that's why there's no citizen, because there's no obligation for them to protect you. So therefore, how could you possibly owe them a duty of allegiance if, you know, they don't owe you the other side back? Anyway, back to the propaganda piece here. Point number 2 out of 9, when you're a citizen, you have rights. Oh, really? Well, does that imply that if you aren't a citizen, that you don't have rights?
That certainly seems to be what it implies. But the next sentence, Ian, is very shocking. Please read.
Rights are special privileges that the government gives you.
Wow.
Right. So rights aren't rights. Rights are privileges.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of really bad information in that just that one sentence. What's the difference between a right and a privilege?
A right is something that you have inherently, as in you have a right to breathe air. You have a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You have a right to the property that you can defend.
Right to free speech, right to bear arms. These are two big ones.
Yes. Privileges are things that you don't necessarily have a right to do inherently that some entity has designated, okay, you can do this, but only as long as you have this piece of paper.
A classic example of a privilege would be driving, although there's a strong argument that you should have a right to drive as well.
Right.
Historically, governments have acknowledged driving as a privilege that they can grant and remove at any time. Now, again, I think there's a strong argument that you have the right to travel, and that's a whole other discussion. But to suggest that all rights are, in fact, special privileges, they are not, in point of fact, rights. They're just a different form of privilege that is granted more wholesale by some sort of government document.
And they are given to you. You don't have them inherently. You only have rights because a government decided to give you the right.
You are also given the right, they say, to choose a religion. In America, the press is free to tell you what is happening in the world. The Bill of Rights lists the freedoms given to citizens. These rights are very important. Many people in the world do not have freedoms like we do. Now, the Bill of Rights doesn't list freedoms given. It doesn't say anything about, we, the framers of the Bill of Rights, have deemed upon you the right to do such and such and so and so. There's no language like that in the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. They are supposedly, the idea was, and this is my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, the idea behind the Bill of Rights was that these were going to be the rights that the government of the United States respected, that they were going to not touch these rights, you know, the right to privacy, the right to bear arms, the right to religion, free
right,
speech.
And the Ninth Amendment says that the enumeration of rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage other rights retained by the people.
So we'll come back with more here in moments. That was suggesting that they didn't lay them all out. Right. So there's more coming up here of this shocking document that may be handed to your kids in government school.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll share more of this, what could be shocking to you, document sent home by one government school district. And maybe
at least one.
Yeah, maybe
that
far
we
more
know
than,
of.
Yeah, it could be far more than one, you know, created by some sort of educational website for teachers. Anyway, we'll get back to that. There's 9 points. We were through two of the 9 points on this propaganda info. We'll get back into that here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. ISIS crisis or more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers, the facts, and the readership, but what Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media behind them. All Antiwar.com has is you. Their staff at Antiwar.com is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay, and they're committed to keeping the website online with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free. and they can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. That's antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. Ian, Danica, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. We actually just got a collect call, like prepaid, thank goodness, because I don't know how much money it costs to take collect calls from people in federal prison. But we have Matthew, who's calling from Marion, Illinois. I presume you're listening to Monster Radio there in Marion, Matthew.
Yes, I am.
And you are listening inside a federal penitentiary. You're on Free Talk Live.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just calling in. I get your broadcast later in the night, so I was calling in about some things I heard early in the week.
Sure.
You guys were talking about the motel room searches and searches and so forth of houses and who can let the police in.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, that's the renter of the motel room is can prevent the police from coming in, but they have to state that they are the one that rented the motel room.
Okay.
If another person's trying to let them in.
So this was a question that we had had in a conversation about, you know, your right to refuse police entry. Of course, what I recommended, and I'm not an attorney, so it's not legal advice, but what I would suggest doing is not answering the door at all. But the question came up, what if somebody else in the household or hotel room or wherever, what if somebody else who's a guest there unknowingly, not knowing their rights, not knowing about how to deal with the police, goes ahead and answers the door? And so what you're saying is, your understanding is, if you are present as the homeowner or the renter, the person in charge of the property, you can sort of state that and move the police back out onto the public area, not
right.
Inside.
Right. But I also wouldn't suggest not answering the door if they know you're in there, because then they'll claim that there's some sort of emergency.
They
that
could.
That someone could be getting chopped in little pieces or something inside the house.
Yeah, but they'd have to. I mean, that would have had to have been the reason for the call, right?
Right, like, right.
So, like, if they're just there to sniff out and try to ask you questions about a potential drug deal or something like that, then they wouldn't be able to use the exigent circumstances to push their way in.
I hope not. But.
Right, but remember there was the Supreme Court ruling. I don't remember if it was earlier this year or late last year, where the court ruled that if someone who has a right to the property, whether it be, you know, one of the joint tenants mm-hmm. or joint landowners, if that person refuses and then they leave for any reason, even if it's being arrested for disobeying an officer, and another person that has a right to be at the property agrees to the search, then the search can go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Because the person that refused was no longer
there. Right.
Yes, that's true. I saw that case. And I'll call in about my issue sometime later. The other thing I wanted to mention was the you guys have been talking about the Silk Road and these new startups that are somewhat similar.
Yeah.
Whether they could be a federal setup, this is absolutely so. There are many people. There are many people in this federal prison right here, right now, who were pulled in on the internet and entrapped for various things: child pornography, identity theft stuff, anything that's available on the internet. The government operates many honey traps, and one of the other methods is, when they catch somebody doing something like this, like say they're selling identity theft, you know, like people's credit card numbers,
right.
What they'll do is they'll take over the person's computer, they'll mirror their hard drive, and continue to operate while this person's already in prison.
Wow.
And they just continue the operation.
So they themselves are spreading, you know, pornography and things like that.
Yes, they are the biggest distributor of child pornography on the internet, hands down. There's nobody the United States government distributes more than anyone else.
Incredible.
But they're also putting your credit. I mean, they're using your credit card. Well, I mean, you personally, but your credit card number for bait out there with the identity theft type stuff, because they operate this
from a federal prison.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, I can't hear when it plays that recording, but
yeah.
They continue the enterprise because the person already has this reputation on the internet. Talk about these names, you know, like, you know, Dark Guy One or whatever, and he's been doing this business. That way the government operates off the guy's street cred, so to speak.
I see what you mean. Yeah, they just assume his personality. Very interesting. And, you know, and like you said, I'm sure you would like to tell your story as well. Matthew, thanks for your call tonight, man. I look forward to hearing from you again and appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, I mean, even if you're behind bars, we will take your calls here on Free Talk
That's
Live.
That's great. Is it the first time that anyone's ever called from a federal prison?
Federal prison? Maybe. Maybe. I know we've had people in prison contact the show. Usually they'll write us some physical mail. So I would say that may be the first time someone's called from federal prison.
Because the phone number that he was calling is not a public phone number.
Right.
So, you know,
somebody
he
gave him that number.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he would have had to have been given that number from somebody that knew the number.
Right. Well, actually, the number he called is public if you know how to find it, but it's not a number that we give out on the radio. So, yeah, that's interesting, and always great to hear from somebody on the inside of the system. I know it sucks to be in there, but all things considered, the phone call quality was decent.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
A lot of jail phones really suck. I mean, sometimes when you're on a jail phone, it's really scratchy and there's a lot of static, and you know, you can tell that they don't really spend much time upgrading the phone systems over time. Maybe they've got a new phone system there in Marion, Illinois, but it's a good thing we're on Monster Radio, because otherwise he wouldn't have heard the show, wouldn't be able to tune in. So that's one of the nice things about being on the radio, in the radio world, is that you don't get internet in federal prison, but, I guess that's not true. You do have access to email, from what I understand, because we used to communicate with Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, via email, so I don't think you get actual internet in federal prison. You certainly don't get live audio streaming.
It's probably just limited to certain sites, correct?
I don't know if internet's available at all in federal prison. I know email is available.
Oh,
there's
okay.
a limitation on the number of people to whom you can send emails.
Sure, yeah.
You can have a certain amount of, at any given time, you can have up to a certain number of people in your contacts list. And that's how it works. And then you spend, I think it's per minute. I think they charge you per minute to use their email system.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. It's different, though, locally. They just started doing emails in the Keene Spiritual Retreat within the last year, and here it's actually cheaper than – they don't do a per-minute fee. It's like a monthly or a weekly fee, and you get a certain number of emails that you can send within that fee. And so it's great to see that happening to give people inside prison, even though it's a – to some extent, could be an expensive process. At least it's an option for them to be able to reach out to more people on the outside without having to use collect phone calls. Mark is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Never know where this show is going to go. That was a great call.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I had a brother served 8 years on a manslaughter charge, and being in prison is terrible. It's horrible. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Yeah,
in fact, we're going to give you more time here in a moment, so hang on. We'll find out what you're calling about with Mark in New York, and your calls as well are welcome. 855-450-FREE, plus we'll continue the propaganda sheet sent home with students recently at a government school district.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1288. That's 1-800-481-1288. 1-800-481-1288.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you'd like. Still to come, we got 7 more points on a 9-point info sheet sent home with elementary schoolers at Fairfield Public School District. I'm not sure which town that is or city or whatever, but it's somewhere in the United States, and it could be where you live. This is a document that is provided by edhelper.com. And we'll continue it here in a moment. Some people will be shocked by the propaganda contents of it. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, tonight it's Ian.
And Danica.
And Daryl.
Let's go right back to your calls and thoughts. We've got Mark in New York. Mark, you barely had a chance to get your thoughts out there just a moment ago, so go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's sort of off topic, but we can, when that fellow calls in for the prison, talk about the cartel of the phone companies that charge exorbitant rates to poor folks who have relatives in prison and how they just...
Oh, yeah. They get you over a barrel in there. They'll charge you... they'll charge whatever they damn well please.
Yeah.
And not only are they stealing away years of your life, but stealing money, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It never ends.
I told you before the break, I went through the process with my brother. It was just sad, but happily he's out, and he's very productive now, and but it's just... No, we don't want to go here. What I wanted to call about was I was at my local gym today working out, and on the machine that I use, I read Reason Magazine, and... Maybe you've seen it. If you didn't, I'm happy to tell you. Brian Daugherty wrote a column about Bitcoin and Silk Road, because the other fellow started off by speaking about Silk Road. And on page 54, it happens to mention that Silk Road and Bitcoin's first became aware, unsurprisingly, on a libertarian movement radio show called Free Talk Live on March 17th of 2011.
What's the claim about Free Talk Live? That who became aware of something?
You guys mentioned how Bitcoin would be a killer app. Silk Road was a killer app for Bitcoin. I know, yes. Reading is the bane of talk radio, but if I could just go on, it says, host Ian Freeman had poked around Silk Road at a time when it had 151 registered users, 38 listings for sale, and only 28 completed transactions, and he saw its promise.
Wow.
This could be a killer app for Bitcoins, he said, since it allowed people to get physical products that are normally not fairly difficult to obtain on the black market if you don't know anyone selling it. It just talks about you, and it goes on.
That's great. I didn't remember being on it that early.
Wow.
You know, with only 150 users? How would I have known that?
Yeah,
I don't even know about that.
Somebody probably called in and mentioned it, and you poked around on it.
Well, no, we saw news about it, I think, was what it was. But I don't remember. I don't know how I would have known how many users the site had. That seems like I wouldn't have been able to get that information. Maybe I could have seen how many listings there were. You can see how many people are listing, or you can see how many listed products there are, but that doesn't tell you how many users there were. Maybe there were 150 listings. Because, like, the average user on the Silk Road couldn't just go pull up a list of all the members. You know, you can't get that info.
Right, but just because it tells you we have this many members doesn't mean that here's the, you know, info for all of the members.
No, I'm just saying it's never given that information out to the public.
Okay.
You know, I don't know where that one came from, but it's interesting that they cited that as, you know, as a source.
She's writing a book about Silk Road, Eileen Ormsby. She's an Australian author. And it said that, really quick, it went on to say that you prophetically joke that, quote, someone is listening horrified, like, I can't believe you're talking about how people go about purchasing drugs on the Internet, unquote. And it's great. I mean, you brought down Silk Road, pal.
I don't think I brought down Silk Road. I have no intention of bringing down Silk Road. I love the Silk Road, and I think that it's an awesome service to humanity. I know that there is a Silk Road, a site claimed to be Silk Road 3.0 already, as a matter of fact, and to give me credit for bringing down the Silk Road is pretty ridiculous. It was already getting news coverage by the time I found out about it, so we were only responding to the existing coverage that it had already
I was saying that jokingly, but you mentioned in the magazine, and I'll call again. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Yeah, I wouldn't want anyone to think for a moment that I have any kind of intention to bring harm to the Silk Road operators. In fact, we, Danica, you, and Derek J. threw a very successful Halloween costume contest during Keenvention.
Yes.
And the goal of that party was, and it was good, it was a lot of fun, the goal of the party was to fundraise for the defense of Ross Ulbricht, who is the man accused of being the original Dread Pirate Roberts, the alleged operator of Silk Road 1.0. So, yeah, definitely a supporter of the Silk Road.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very laughable to think that you would want to do anything against the Silk Road. And, yeah, it was just wonderful being able to tell everybody, hey, we are going to be raising money for this campaign that we feel very strongly about Ross. We feel very strongly about what he did. We think he's innocent. And, you know, I don't like cover charges either going anywhere. But when I'm telling people, hey, all that money that you're paying, that's going to a good cause. This is the cause that's going to. And people are just like, oh, hey, here, shut up and take my money.
Now, I don't know. I wouldn't go so far as to say I think Ross is innocent. I mean, maybe he did run the Silk Road. I don't know. But I don't think if he did run the Silk Road that he's a criminal. I don't think that he's done anything wrong. I don't think that he's harmed anyone else. I don't believe the claims that he organized hits on people.
And he certainly doesn't deserve to be locked up when they're claiming that he ran the Silk Road when, oh, look, so the Silk Road popped up weeks after he was arrested. So
Silk Road 2.0?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't think Blake Benthal, the man accused of running Silk Road 2.0, had any connection necessarily directly to Ross Ulbricht. I mean, he may have been one of the administrators on the original website. That's certainly a possibility. And there's actually news about what happened with Silk Road 2.0 since we brought it up. I'll give you that here in a moment. But first, we go to Pete, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pete.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, like, no victim, no crime, you know? I was listening to the Bill of Rights stick you gave before, and I agree that, you know, I think that critical element you missed, though, was, you know, the rights are endowed by our Creator, you know? Jesus gave us our rights. Huh?
Is Jesus your creator?
You're darn right he is. It says that nothing was
I thought Jesus was the Christian savior.
No, he's God. He always has been and always will be. It says that nothing was made that was made unless he made it, you know?
This is a point of confusion in the Christian religion, Danica, and we do actually have someone who might describe himself as a Christian in the room here tonight. Christians do tend to believe that God is sort of this triune thing where it's, you know, God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You're darn right. You get three for the price of one.
Makes it sound like that there's a difference between the three, but I guess that the claim is that Jesus is God, right, Daryl Perry?
Right. So Jesus is both God and the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit is sort of a third sort of incarnation, if you will, even though there is no physical presence of the Holy Spirit. But it's I've heard it described almost like an egg. There's the shell, there's the yolk, and then there's the other part. I forget what the other part is called, but all three parts are an egg.
Yeah.
But there's three parts of it.
You can't break it's the shell of the egg. They all have to be together, you know. When you get one, you get the other two automatically. So you have Jesus, you have the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Look, anyway,
isn't it essentially a quibble then? I mean, this whole triple God idea, the division that doesn't really exist, it's what you're arguing for right now, Pete, is that they're all together, inseparable. Doesn't that essentially mean there's really just one God?
And, you know, his name is Jesus Christ. They're all together. You can't have one without the other. They're all together.
So are you acknowledging that there is only one God or that there are three?
They are all God.
So it's kind of a tricky thing, right? Because this is one of the differences between being a Muslim and a Christian is that the Muslims believe that there's a, you know, just one God, that God is this one thing, that Jesus was a prophet but wasn't necessarily any more God than anyone else.
Here's the difference. The Muslims believe that it's based on your works that you're saved. We believe that by God's sovereign grace, because nobody can do enough good stuff, that if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, for those who the Father gave to Christ, you know, that,
I don't take my advice on what Muslims believe from you, Pete, but thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If I want to know what Muslims believe, I'll talk to a Muslim.
And there are, you know, some people that claim to be Christians that think that you also have to, in addition to believing that Yeshua is the Messiah and the Savior, that you also have to do works. Mm-hmm. So that there's conflict even within Christianity of what one must actually do in order to be a quote-unquote real Christian.
You can share your thoughts toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Danica, what do you have a religion or not?
I was raised in a very conservative Christian household. I identify myself mostly as agnostic now.
Agnostic, okay. So not sure. Right? Is that what that? You know,
don't
you
really care.
Don't care. Okay. Well, we'll continue on here with the latest on the Silk Road. The also propaganda sheet that we started at the beginning of the hour. We'll continue that here in moments. What's being handed out in government schools? You'll find out coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.